For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says the state should be able to execute those who kill police officers or commit mass shootings. The governor proposed that and several other measures on Monday in an amendatory veto of gun legislation. Illinois' death penalty was abolished in 2011 under then-Governor Pat Quinn. Years before, Governor George Ryan commuted the sentences of all the state's death row prisoners after criminal justice advocacy groups exposed a pattern of wrongful convictions. Governor Rauner says bringing state executions back will, quote, dramatically improve public safety.
These individuals who commit mass murder, who choose to murder a law enforcement officer, they deserve to have their life taken. They deserve that.
Illinois Speaker of the House Michael Madigan tried to set the record straight on how his office handles sexual harassment claims. The speaker issued a one-page press release on Tuesday with brief summaries of complaints involving staffers working in his state office. Madigan says the list shows all complaints made over the past 5 years and how each one was resolved. Members of his own caucus have called for the speaker to step down from his leadership roles, alleging his office had a culture of tolerating harassers and mishandling complaints. But the speaker again pushed back on those claims.
There's no culture with me. And if you read through how these were processed, you can see that at the leadership level, we don't tolerate inappropriate behavior.
China this week announced hundreds of new import tariffs on American goods. It's a response to the Trump administration's call for taxes on Chinese steel and aluminum. The move has Illinois farmers worried. Beijing is targeting American agriculture, especially pork and soybeans. Pork, for example, will be hit with a 25% tax when it enters Chinese ports from now on. Illinois, meanwhile, ranks among the top states for producing both commodities, and China is one of the biggest markets. Larry O'Brien is with the Illinois Pork Producers Association. He says the new taxes have hog farmers wringing their hands.
They spend an inordinate amount of their time worried about risk, and to have something of this magnitude dropped on them with no real notice whatsoever has left a lot of people scrambling.
While pork tariffs went into effect on Monday, Beijing hasn't announced when it will do the same with soybeans. I'm Sam Dunklaw.